It's where you go to bike, hike, and stroll miles of pathways over more than 7,000 acres of parkland. A place to go explore rivers and fish their bountiful waters. Natural places to go marvel at magnificent wildlife while you play outdoors and go wander charming communities. Find all this and more at Destination Downriver. Give it a go.
Today's podcast is presented by MarketInsights.us. With the podcast on YouTube produced by the City of Taylor's Media Center. Thank you for the generous support of our community sponsor. When your destination is beyond downriver, let Martinson Family of Funeral Homes help you and your family. With locations in Trenton, Allen Park, Mabee, Rockwood, and Monroe, their staff is available 24/7 at 734-671-5400. For more information, visit martinson.com.
Thank you to our team sponsor, Allegra, Marketing, Print, and Design. Let Allegra assist you with your print, mail, design, and signs. Located in Wyandotte, Michigan, or call 734-284-5330.
Welcome to Destination Downriver. I'm your host, Carl Ziemek. It must be summer because classic cars are out and about. Downriver communities have embraced the popular summer staple of classic car events and rallies. Vintage vehicles not only appeal to car lovers, but also to people who enjoy engineering, design, art, and history. Collector cars aren't about efficiency or speed, but about experience, style, and craftsmanship. As any classic car lover will admit, these vehicles are automotive icons, universal and timeless. Many classic cars come from a time when manufacturers weren't only focused on functionality, but also on creating works of art on wheels. Collecting and displaying classic cars has evolved from a specialized interest into a worldwide phenomenon. Classic car collecting can be driven by nostalgia, investment, or even a shared sense of community. It continues to captivate the hearts and minds throughout the Downriver area. We'll be back to talk classic cars and events you can look forward to this summer in just 1 minute. Okay, we're back with the first portion of our panel. We're going to have four people on. These are the first two. Todd Dickman on the left, the recreation director for the City of Riverview, which holds a car show, a rather large one, right?
Yes.
Right, Todd? During its Summerfest activities, which are coming up here early in June. And on the right, Janelle McNee, Groziel Township Airfield Commerce Park Manager, which holds History on Wheels at the Old Naval Base. Welcome to the show, gang.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Oh, well, good. That is fantastic. We were talking off camera, getting into this a little slower, and let's talk in generalities here. Todd, you admitted to me that you're not much of a car guy, okay,
nope.
But you are running a rather large show. Tell us about your show a little bit.
Well, our show is in conjunction with our Summerfest, which is June 13th through the 15th. Our car show is on the evening of the 15th, which is Saturday night, also the night that we have our fireworks. But, our show is a just come and view fun show. We don't, have a registration fee for it. We don't have any prizes, but we usually do get about 250 cars to come out to the show. It's a great setting around our pond, Reflection Pond in Young Patriots Park. So I think the car guys really love it because it's just very casual. They can come out, just display their cars and have a good time talking to each other.
How long have you been running a car show with the Summerfest?
Well, the car show predates me. I've been in Riverview for 21 years, and it's been part of our festival before that. So it's been a good, long-running show.
Is it difficult to keep it percolating? Do you see those numbers go up and down, or...?
You see them vary a little bit. I mean, like I said, we don't keep an exact count. We just say it's about an average of 250 cars per year. We've had some years where we've probably had well over 300 cars, and then we have years where it goes down a little bit. But on the whole, we probably average about 250 cars, so it's a great place to come out and see many different classic cars.
Fantastic. Janelle, now we're talking a little different venue. Not only are you on Groziel, an island, but you're at a old naval base, which you run. a little bit of a different spin, eh?
A little bit of a different spin. So we have been, this will be our fourth consecutive year doing what we call the History on Wheels event. So it started out as a car show, which I've been working hand in glove actually with it's called the Gearheads. They're a club that is based here in Riverview, actually. So they do a fantastic job in getting the kickstart for this. The location is picked because of the historical venue being an old naval air station, and now we're starting to grow, so we're actually bringing in the aviation side of this History on Events, or the History on Wheels event, which will include Yankee Air Museum this year. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How many planes do you plan on having in, and do you have a clue as to which ones are coming in? I know that is a popular facility downriver.
It is. Mm-hmm. We do. We actually have the helicopter Huey coming in, They will be giving rides for $125. It's like the 8 to 10 minute rides. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the planes that will be there will be on static.
Okay.
So we will be working with Selfridge. The idea, hopefully, if they're not off doing their military duties, but Selfridge is anticipated to bring in the Chinook, which is the big helicopter with the two propellers on the top of it. So, and then the Hall's Flying Service, which is our flight school, will have quite a bit of their planes on display, from anywhere from a Cessna 172, 182. We do have a couple of our tenants that will have their planes on display for static. Mm-hmm. I know we'll have a King Air there, mm-hmm. which will be pretty good, and the kids can go and look at these planes. It'll be fun, mm-hmm. and that's what we have. It'll be a great family event.
Tell me, how did you matriculate into the position you hold? That's a fascinating position.
A lot of my position came from actually my real estate background. So I was a realtor for 15, 16 years, and my family, it was a family business, and so I manage, 640 acres. I have about 125 tenants at my airport. So I'm very knowledgeable on contracts and property management really is what it was.
Janelle, who's your biggest tenant out there?
Biggest tenant?
Yeah, or most?
I don't know. I mean, I manage an industrial park, and then I manage the airport. So on the airport side, that's a tough question. I would probably say my flight school Max Flight, they play a big role over there. And then on the Commerce Park side, I would say Pirates Cove is our largest tenant there, which is a storage facility of all places, right? on the Commerce Park side, we just actually opened up a dog kennel.
Wow.
So, I mean, my job varies quite a bit.
From both of your perspectives, and either one can take this, what draws people to these kind of car shows? They seem to really, they're like a magnet almost.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, childhood memories.
We are
Metro Detroit, right?
Yes. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yes, it is. It's amazing just how people feel about it. I lived down in the New York area for 6 years, and people would say, yeah, I got a classic car, and you'd see it and go, no, that's not. That doesn't meet Detroit standards. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It is funny, and I think you do touch on, you hit the nerve, I guess. I know when I think classics and my own background, I think of a burnt orange 56 Buick Special that my dad drove forever. Mm-hmm. Okay, it seems like my whole childhood was in the backseat of that doggone car. What about you guys? Did you when you were growing up, what was dad or mom's go-to? Was there one?
My neighbor had a 1976 burnt orange T-top Corvette, and actually it's been my dream car from the time I was like knee-high to a grasshopper.
I'll tell you what, let's go back in time and I'll trade you the Buick Special.
It was not mine, it was my neighbor's, but it was my favorite car.
Oh, I can understand why. That sounds beautiful, to be honest with you. Todd, what about you?
About me, I don't have a real memory of one certain car. I guess I was one of those kids that was lucky enough to grow up with a father in the auto industry, so we always had many cars coming and going in the driveway. So it was not one that I got hooked into one special car. It was just many cars.
What'd your dad do?
My dad worked for Chrysler. He did his whole career on the business end of Chrysler.
Okay, all right. Tell us about, we've heard from Janelle. Tell us about your job as recreation director. I know rec directors, there's a lot in common from city to city, but there's also some things that are a little bit different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. It varies from city to city, depending on what every city has to offer, the facilities that they have to offer. So, basically the job is planning all the programming, all the events, all the activities for the city of Riverview. I also oversee the parks, our community center, our gym and city hall and different things. So it's making sure that everything is taken care of, that we have programs, that we have events within the city. I also do some liaison for some of the different organizations, like our Riverview Baseball Softball Association, mm-hmm. making sure they're all set, making sure our Junior Football Association is good, different things like that. I help out with our Legion, their different events that they do. The one big one, we have a Memorial Day ceremony every year, which draws a nice little attraction for that. So I just get involved in many different events that spotlight the community and offer activities for the residents to do.
Fantastic. Janelle.
Yes.
Your event surrounding the car show, given the planes and the cars, very unique historic backdrop. Mm-hmm. More than just a car show. When did it start, and have you done add-ons to it, and give us kind of a brief history of history on wheels.
Sure. So it actually started, this will be the fourth year. Mm. So I was not part of the first year. So this will be my third event. Mm. Last year was actually rained out. So this year we learned from that lesson. So we added a rain date of July 14th. Okay. And I think it just started out from really the venue, mm-hmm. and being able to have the cars at such a historical venue, and being an old Naval Air Station, and having it in an iconic hangar, which is Hangar 1. Mm-hmm. I mean iconic. So if you haven't been there, it's something to go take a look at. I mean, and it's a beautiful place that people go to, photograph cars, and mm-hmm. you'll get the best pictures you'll ever get. We have car company, Ford comes in, takes photos there, and we've had a couple of movies that have been filmed there, and it's just a great venue for that.
A lot of people don't realize that George Bush Sr. flew out of that. He trained here.
He was stationed and trained there for 3 months, and he actually lived in Trenton, mm-hmm. believe it or not, he and Barbara. But Donald Rumsfeld was there. Bob Barker from The Price is Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amelia Earhart flew in and out of there, mm-hmm. because it was the first metal-clad ship of mm-hmm. its time. So mm-hmm. people would come in and from the early 40s to 50s to 60s to see, sure. Sure. what it's been.
Wow, that is really mm-hmm. fantastic. What sort of from a number standpoint, how many cars do you usually get out for these type of events?
I would say roughly 100 and 150. It was the last count. Like I said, we didn't have it last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was the year before, but I would imagine it'll grow mm-hmm. to upwards of 150, 200 mm-hmm. vehicles maybe this year.
Cost and registration for your show or not?
Yes, there is a cost in registration. It's $15 to register your car, mm-hmm. and it's $5 ahead, because there will be a static display this year, mm-hmm. so there'll be other things to look at. We'll have Rosie the Riveter will be there. Mm-hmm. The Floral City Harmonizers will be there. There will be food trucks. Mm-hmm. I believe I have the Women in Aviation should be making a presence, so like I mentioned before. So it will be a $5 fee for pedestrians to walk around, mm-hmm. Be able to look at the displays of the different aircrafts that will be there. Anybody at 10 and under will be free.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, Todd, you were saying that your show is pretty much free. It's yep. come up as you will. Any registration or anything like
no,
that?
No, we don't. It's just come out that day. We open up for the classic cars at 5, but we still get some a little bit earlier to come out, but it's just come out and relax around the pond. It's also a great setting if you're a fireworks person to mm-hmm. stay and watch the fireworks where the cars get to park.
With your Summerfest, what else do you have that draws people?
Well, our Summerfest is our biggest event in Riverview for the year. It is our city festival. Mm-hmm. And so, first of all, we do have a carnival for the kids to participate in. That's TJ Schmidt who brings the carnival to us. Mm-hmm. And that does run all 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night of it, June 13th through the 15th this year. We also have a band stage, which we feature bands every night. Our bands are going to be on Thursday night, Magic Bus. On Saturday night, we have Atomic Radio, and then on Saturday night, we have Miranda and the M80s. Mm. Saturday night's also the night that we do our fireworks display. So, that's always a huge hit. We do our fireworks mm-hmm. display from the Riverview Land Preserve, so it can basically be seen all through downriver, but mm-hmm. Young Patriots, where our festival is, there's a great place to come see the fireworks display. We also, along with the bands, we do have a beer tent, which our American Legion Post 389 mm-hmm. is the ones who run that beer tent with it. So they do a great job with that. And then we do have some vendors. We do get usually around 20 vendors out at the festival, so you can do a little bit of shopping with it. And we have helicopter rides during ours, which will take you out over the land preserve and over the quarry, mm-hmm. which is a great view to see that if you want to come out and see it. So there's just different little activities. There is music all day on Saturday with different bands and stuff. So we just try to fill in with the great family event and different things for people to do with it. And I do want to say, this year we have new sponsors. We have new businesses in Riverview. I'm sure a lot of people have heard Riverview has went to dispensaries. Mm-hmm. But the dispensaries have been great for us. They've stepped up and helped out with a lot of our community things. And so with the Summerfest, our Green Acres and Bose are both our major sponsors for Summerfest. So just wanted to thank them for that. And since I was speaking of the dispensaries, when we do our summer concerts, in the rest of the summer, July and August, we have a concert every Wednesday night. We have one sole sponsor, which is Jars, from there that gave us that's sponsoring all our concerts and stuff, so we can have a great summer too.
Okay, one last reminder. What's the date for your event?
June 13th through the 15th is Summerfest.
Okay, fantastic, Todd. Janelle, bring us up to speed as sponsors for History on Wheels?
No sponsorship. We Max Flight, I don't know if is that who's running your helicopter rides. That anyways, Max mm-hmm. Flight will be running helicopter rides okay. for us mm-hmm. at our event, along with the Huey helicopter rides. Mm-hmm. And I believe that our flight school will be doing discovery flights, mm-hmm. which will be to see whether or not you have any interest in pursuing a career in aviation, which will be great. Mm-hmm. And it'll run from 10 a.m. to approximately 2 p.m. on the 13th of July.
Okay, and is everything on the 13th of July?
Correct. It's just a one-day event.
And the rain out is?
The following day, which would be the 14th, same
gotcha.
Time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Are either of you guys going up in the helicopter?
I go up often.
You go up often?
I do. I okay. do. So, right. I mean, it happens to be right there.
There you go, Todd.
Have you?
I usually do. I usually get them to take my son and I up each year and mm-hmm. check out over Riverview. It's a great view. It's a great ride.
It is a great ride.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you both a lot of success. Riverview Summerfest, History on Wheels on Groziel. Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming out.
Well, thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Fantastic. We're back with another member of our panel, Joe Pagano, who is the DDA director for Flat Rock and the head of Cruisin' Flat Rock. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, thank you very much.
You've been on before. I know
yes.
we were supposed to have Geraldo on Melgarejo
right.
on from Station 24, but he couldn't make it. But you're going to pick up the pieces, right?
I will try. Do my best.
Well, why don't we start with Station 24, because I know they do That's an eatery down at Flat Rock, and it's kind of an ideal backdrop for car classics. They're very friendly people. As you can see behind Joe, great place to have a car show. What have you learned with businesses and their relationship to these car shows?
Well, let's go to Harold. I mean, Harold, sorry. Let's talk about him first. His place was actually a gas station originally, back in the day. And if you look at the picture, you'll see some gas pumps in the back. So it's a great place to do a car show. So he uses his parking lot, plus he uses the street to bring them in. He's in a club, so a lot of his club members come. He brings a lot of folks to the city and brings a lot of folks into his business by doing the car show. Mm-hmm. So that's great for business, great for the businesses in the area. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful for him and the businesses in the area. He's been doing this a couple of years now. He just had one last week. He does them probably once a month or so. His next one, though, is going to be a little earlier because of the 4th of July. He's going to move it up, I think, a week. So we'll see when this broadcast goes on. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be moving that up, and he's going to change the dates a little bit because of the holidays in the summertime. But he does them once a month, and it's great. I've been to a bunch of them. There's a lot of different cars there. I saw some really cool cars there. So mm-hmm. And trucks, by the way.
Do you have a favorite when it comes to classic cars and things like that?
Well, I have to go with the Mustang for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, I worked on the Mustang plant back in the day when mm-hmm. it was in Dearborn. And number two, of course, it's in Flat Rock.
Yes.
So, yes. So, yeah, I do. In fact, today I brought a Mustang with me.
Right. And we are going to be going out there after this show. We're going to segue out there, and you're going to tell us a little bit about that car. It's your neighbor's, right?
It's a friend of mine who has it. He's Steve. He owns a Right On car dealership in Flat Rock. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a classic car anymore. In fact, I sold mine. So I said, Steve, can I have a car to take? So he let me bring a car here today. It's a gorgeous car. It's a 2006 Mustang. Mm-hmm. So,
from a DDA director's viewpoint in a small town like Flat Rock, small, friendly town.
Yes.
How important are these type of events to your downtown activities?
Well, it does bring a lot of folks in, like the car show. Mm-hmm. It brings in a couple of thousand people to the city. Mm-hmm. And right around where we do it, there's a bunch of restaurants there. You got Michael's, you've got Station 24, you got Atwater, and you have Kate's Kitchen, mm-hmm. all within a block and a half. So folks want to come in early, have a breakfast or lunch. It's perfect for them.
When you talk about Flat Rock, for people who are viewing this, who've maybe never been to Flat Rock, they've never been that deep down river, what's the easiest ways to get to Flat Rock?
Oh, absolutely. Two ways. 75 mm-hmm. and Telegraph. Telegraph goes right through the downtown area. Mm-hmm. And it basically, the downtown area runs the entirety of Telegraph mm-hmm. in Flat Rock. Not quite, but pretty mm-hmm. much the entirety of Flat Rock. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of great businesses, always new businesses coming in, mm-hmm. which is really nice because one of the things that a lot of folks were suffering through the COVID a few years back, mm-hmm. Flat Rock only lost a couple of businesses, which was wonderful. We actually picked up a lot more. Since then, we picked up 25 or 30 new businesses. Mm-hmm. And for a small town, you know, that doesn't, for like Taylor, that's not a big number. But right. for Flat Rock, that's a big number.
How long have you been doing the DDA portion of your
life? I've been doing it somewhere, I don't know, 12, 15 years.
Okay. Enjoy that?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the most fun you get out of, or the most satisfaction that you get out of Downtown Development Authority?
Well, we bring new things. Mm-hmm. We've done great projects in the city. We've done things like new lighting. When I came in, the lighting situation in downtown area was not really good. Mm-hmm. We kind of lit up the area. We put in Vreeland Road, mm-hmm. Which brought Myers in, and it also brought Public Service Credit Union in. Mm-hmm. And if you want to lead to mine, that's actually where we started our first car show. It's not in our count because it wasn't down by the park, mm-hmm. but we actually did two of them. on Vreeland Road, one of them before they opened, and then the next one the following year after they opened. So yeah, the Myers has really helped us out a lot. They've brought some businesses to town, and when stores like that come in, folks recognize that they've done their studies already, right? So they help bring other businesses into town, and they've done a great job with doing that.
And you really have an inviting environment down there.
Yes,
it is quintessential small town America.
Yeah, tree lined road. Okay, yeah,
there you go.
And we've got a lot of small businesses. And I talked about this the last interview. Most of the businesses in Flat Rock are small businesses. Mm-hmm. Most of them are mom and pops, or small franchises. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the good thing about that is we know that a lot of those folks live right in town. Mm-hmm. So you're supporting the folks who live in town when you do that.
Right.
When you buy locally, whatever town you're in, but if you buy locally at the small business, then you're going to support those folks and your town.
For sure. Let's segue over to Cruisin' Flat Rock, because you head that up. How did that start, and what are you looking forward to?
Like I mentioned a couple seconds ago, it actually started on Vreeland Road. And after we did it there a couple of years, we actually segued it over to Hurock Park. The first couple of years at Hurock Park, it wasn't really successful because it was new, right? And the other thing is that where's Hurock Park? A lot of people who don't live in Flat Rock, and even some who do, don't recognize that park that's down there. So Don Nicholson, we met with him a couple of years after we started, and he said, well, why don't you call it Cruisin' Flat Rock? Okay, good idea. You know, we're all local, so we think we know that we think that everybody knows where Hurock Park
sure,
is.
Sure.
But more people know where Flat Rock is. So
right.
So we changed the name, and then after that we actually combined it with the major festivals. But when COVID came, it kind of changed things again. And we were actually strong enough to be independent. So we run this as an independent show now. And the guys really like it. It's all about cars. It's not about another festival or something else going on. It's actually about them and their cars.
Okay.
And we draw as many as 300 or 350 cars. And we closed down Arsenal Road, which is right in front of the park. We closed down Arsenal Road, and we filled that whole street up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we bring in, like I said, a couple thousand people. But it takes probably 30 volunteers or more to help organize that day. But one of the good things is that not only do we bring in business, but we bring in a lot of volunteers, a lot of folks who like to help, who want to help the city and help them do things within the city. And they love it. We get church groups in. We get different organizations that come in. And I also want to mention that we have two major title sponsors. And one of them is Atkins Insurance. And Doug Atkins is one of my partners in running this program. So I kind of do a lot of the back scene stuff, but on the day of the show, it's all his. He kind of runs the show that day. But Doug, not only is he one of the title sponsors, but he goes out to a lot of their shows, and he is a car lover. This guy loves cars. He will talk to you. When I go into his office to talk to him for 3 minutes, I'm there an hour.
Are there fees and registrations for your?
No.
No?
No, we okay. What we do is, let me show you our shirt.
Sure.
What we do here is we actually get sponsors.
Okay.
Okay, and because the sponsors, we get enough sponsors that it doesn't cost the guys to register. So the show is free for not only the folks who come in, but all of the guys who register. And we've done something new this year. We've actually, let me show you one of these. We've actually done it where you can do online registration. And the online registration, again, is free. We got QR codes. We got a handout here. Okay. This handout actually covers everything that we're doing. Okay. We have all kinds of things going on. We also raised money for the dog shelter that day, and we also raised money for the train station, which is open that day.
Fantastic. That is really neat.
Yeah.
Now, if I X out the Mustang, okay, have you come up with a favorite car or cars that you see come into that show constantly?
I'll tell you what, we have cars from the beginning to current.
Okay.
I don't know about any of that, but my favorite vehicle is actually a Ford F1 truck. And one of these days when I grow up, I'm going to buy one.
Speaking about growing up, I asked this of your previous panelists who were on the show here. When you grew up, Joe, what was your dad or mom's go-to car, and how much do you fondly remember it or not?
Well, let me tell you, there's a story behind that. My father nor mother drove. I was the first one to drive and get a car in the family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it was a 1965 Mercury.
Okay, all righty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was actually my cousins, and they sold it to us, and I purchased that car.
Now, your dad, just to take a little left in the road here, okay? Your dad also, he took some 8mm film of them building the Mackinac Bridge.
My God, we've got pictures of everything, but yes. But yeah, when I was 6 years old, we took the boat across because the Mackinac Bridge was not there yet. Mm-hmm. So we took the boat across, and my dad had one of these wind up 8mm cameras that he bought. Mm-hmm. And he actually took a video of the bridge as he went across. And then the following year, he actually took a picture of us driving across the bridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something special. You know, I'll tell you, in his memory, you need to get out there and do the Gordie Howe Bridge the same way, right?
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I probably need to do that.
Okay, for last word here. For Cruising Flat Rock, what's the dates and et cetera? What should people know?
Well, before we step into that, I want to do is I showed you the shirt with all of the business. I need to thank all of those folks.
Okay.
All of those folks, because they do this for the car show and they bring folks into the city, they help. People need to understand that it's free for them, but somebody is paying for this. So I want to thank all of those folks. And you saw the list here, and I think we'll put up a list on the screen later of all of those folks who are helping us out. Right. And then we also have all those volunteers who help. I want to make sure that they get credit for doing that. Again, that helps make everything free.
Fantastic. And what's the dates of the show?
The date is August 10th.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll do a close-up of this later for that.
Okay.
August 10th. And the show starts at 10 o'clock, but the registration starts at 9 o'clock. Okay. So the guys can get there at 9 o'clock. Again, you can do online registration, which make your life a lot easier because you have to wait in line to register because we have to type everything in. Mm. But if you fill them out ahead of time, and I know not everybody likes the QR code things.
Sure.
So if you want to fill them out on paper, that's fine too. But yeah, if you can fill them out ahead of time, it'll be better for you, and you can show your car a little earlier, do your setup earlier.
Fantastic. Joe, you've been a pleasure as usual. Before we exit out of this show, we're going to go out to the parking lot, and you're going to show us that Mustang, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic.
Let's go.
Do it. All right, we're back. We're outside of our offices, back with Joe Pagano, and Joe's got a friend. Tell us about it.
I've got a 2006 supercharged 4.6 liter engine, and this thing is hot. I'm just hoping I get home okay.
What else can you tell us about the car?
It's got a drag package on it. It's heavy duty suspension, and this thing can do 10.05 and a quarter mile.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, this is a very fast car. Driving it here, I had to slow it down. It just wants to go.
And reel it in like a wild horse?
Exactly, and it is.
I hear you. You guys got to be very proud of this, of the Mustang lineage.
Oh, absolutely. It's been in Flat Rock for a few years, and when folks travel around the world, they say, you're from Flat Rock. Where's Flat Rock? Have you heard of the Mustang? Yes, that's Flat Rock.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we leave, can you jump in and crank her up for us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you're going to want to hear this.
All right, Joe's going to crank up this Mustang for us. And this is one of the cars you'll see at the Flat Rock, at the Cruising Flat Rock.
Okay, I'm driving away.
Sounds good, Joe. Should be good. All right.
Happy driving.
Classic car events help facilitate great relationships. There are countless clubs and organizations out there devoted solely to the restoration of old cars. Just being around the classic cars and their owners can be a positive and engaging experience. If you've not attended one of these classic automobile gatherings, Downriver offers numerous opportunities to sample some of what many folks have discovered about fun and fascination available at a classic car event. Before we sign off here, here are a few of the major car shows scheduled over the next few months in this area.
Thank you again to our sponsors, Martinson Family of Funeral Homes and Allegra Marketing, with a special thanks to our production partners here at the new Taylor Media Center. Thanks for listening and watching. Please visit our website, destinationdownriver.com, or our Facebook page, and be sure to join us for next month's podcast.